Ladybug. Olivia and I are sitting on her front stoop. She's helping me with my lines. It's a warm March evening, almost like summer. The sky is still bright cyan, but the sun is low and the sidewalks are streaked with long shadows. I'm reciting. Yes, the sun's come up over 1,000 times. Summers and winters have cracked the mountains a little bit more, and the rains have brought down some of the dirt. Some babies that weren't even born before have begun talking regular sentences already, and a number of people who thought they were right young and spry have noticed that they can't bound up a flight of stairs like they used to, without their heart fluttering a little. I shake my head. I can't remember the rest. All that can happen in 1,000 days, Olivia prompts me, reading from the script. Right, I say, shaking my head. I sigh. I'm wiped, Olivia. How on earth am I going to remember all these lines? You will, she answers confidently. She reaches out and cups her hands over a ladybug that appears out of nowhere. See? A good luck sign, she says, slowly lifting her top hand to reveal the ladybug walking on the palm of her other hand. Good luck, or just the hot weather, I joke. Of course, good luck, she answers, watching the ladybug crawl up her wrist. There should be a thing about making a wish on a ladybug. Augie and I used to do that with fireflies when we were little. She cups her hand over the ladybug again. Come on, make a wish. Close your eyes. I dutifully close my eyes. A long second passes. Then I open them. Did you make a wish? She asks. Yep. She smiles, uncups her hands, and the ladybug, as if on cue, spreads its wings and flits away. Don't you want to know what I wished for? I ask, kissing her. No, she answers shyly, looking up at the sky, which at this very moment is the exact colour of her eyes. I made a wish too, she says mysteriously, but she has so many things she could wish for, I have no idea what she's thinking.